She lifted her head. "And I am Daenerys Stormborn, Daenerys of House Targaryen, of the blood of Aegon the Conqueror, and Maegor the Cruel, and old Valyria before them. I am the dragon's daughter, and I swear to you, these men will die screaming. Now bring me to Khal Drogo." He was lying on the bare, red earth, staring up at the sun. A dozen bloodflies had settled on his body, though he did not seem to feel them. Danny brushed them away and knelt beside him. His eyes were wide open, but he did not see, and she knew at once that he was blind. When she whispered his name, he did not seem to hear. The wound on his breast was as healed as it ever would be, the scar that covered it grey and red and hideous. "Why is he out here alone, in the sun?" she asked them. "Well, he seemed to like the warmth, princess," Ser Jorah said. "His eyes follow the sun, though he does not see it. He can walk, after a fashion. He will go where you lead him, but no further. He will eat if you put food in his mouth, drink if you dribble water on his lips." Danny kissed her sun and stars gently on the brow, and stood to face Mirra Maz-Dur. "Your spells are costly, Meji."
"He lives," said Mirra Maz-Dur. "You asked for life. You paid for life."